The last round of redistricting in Texas famously led to Democrats in the State House and Senate crossing state lines to break quorum. With fewer than two-thirds of lawmakers left back in Austin, those remaining could not vote on what Democrats felt were unfavorable district maps. Redistricting is always a partisan fight, but Steve Bickerstaff says in general, legislative leaders would prefer things go more smoothly. He'll be teaching an entire course on redistricting at the UT Law School this fall. Bickerstaff also wrote the book Lines in the Sand about the 2003 Texas redistricting fight.
Because there's so many other things for the legislature to do, you need compromise. And difficult to get compromise on public school financing, for example, if the members are battling over redistricting.
And with new, more moderate leadership in the Texas House, that could help create a gentler atmosphere. Republican strategist Ted DeLisi says also at play in 2011 is the fact that Republicans are no longer trying to draw a map to gain the majority in Texas. This time, it's about keeping it.
And I think that there will be some desire on both parts, but obviously, since Republicans potentially will control the map drawing process, that there will be a desire to protect incumbents and to play defense. That will be different than it was 10 years ago.
DeLisi says at the heart of every redistricting battle, it's a fight over power, who has it and who will have it. He believes this time the battle will focus on two areas of projected population growth in Texas, the suburbs and among Hispanics.
Republicans would argue that suburbanites would benefit them. And I think Democrats will argue that the growth in the Hispanic community means that they will have an advantage. But those two groups are really the two pistons that I believe will fire the engine of redistricting.
While Republicans are focused on how to increase their advantages in those two areas, Ed Martin says Democrats are just trying to maximize their current power.
Right now, the maps we're drawing are maps to elect Democrats.
Martin is a Democratic strategist and has been drawing redistricting maps for nearly three decades. Texas Democrats are not only in the minority party in the legislature, but there are no Democrats on the legislative panel that draws the maps if the House and Senate can't come up with a deal.
The most important thing that Democrats are doing is working to elect people who will try to implement a fair plan, who will implement districts that follow the dictates of the Voting Rights Act.
But Democrats and Republicans won't be the only ones drawing new political maps. Steve Bickerstaff says technology allows just about anyone to try their hand at redistricting.
Some minority activist organizations like the Mexican American Legal Defense and Education Fund, LULAC, or for that matter the NAACP, have made significant differences in the districts drawn over the last three decades, and they will again.
The federal government will also play a role in legislative redistricting. Texas district maps have to be cleared by the Department of Justice before they can be used in an election. This time, that review will be done under a Democratic administration. Reporting for KUT and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.